Professor Graham Bistel, welcome to Microscopia. This time, Professor Graham Bistel is going to tell us about the new IFCC group about personal support. Graham Bistel, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Yes, my name's Graham Bistel, and I'm a former president of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, that's IFCC. It's actually a few years since I last contributed to El Microscopio, and I'm delighted to see that it continues to be a major communication channel, especially in Latin America. As you've heard, today I want to tell you about two IFCC programs that have been incorporated into the new IFCC Working Group for Personal Support, that's WGPS. These two programs have common features because they're both targeted to support individual laboratory medicine specialists on a one-to-one basis. This means that an experienced person from IFCC will volunteer to help a newly qualified scientist who is hoping to develop a research career or take on a leadership role in laboratory medicine in an emerging nation. I'm pleased to be the chair of the working group and to introduce it to you. To be effective, both persons involved in the one-to-one relationship need to speak the same language. Currently, most contacts will be in English, but IFCC is keen to develop contacts where the discussion may be in Spanish. And I'll return to this point at the end. So let's now look at the two programs included in the Working Group for Personal Support. The first one's called the Register of Experts. And IFCC has established a database of experts from around the world who have offered to share their scientific or management experience with senior trainees or newly qualified laboratory medicine practitioners. Many areas of scientific expertise are available. The collaboration will be a short-term one and will relate to a specific topic raised by the inquirer. A practitioner wishing to consult an expert will be able to visit the register and see what is available to them. They can then contact the IFCC office, who will arrange an introduction to the most appropriate expert. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. IFCC is also keen to recruit more experts in order to expand our areas of expertise and the languages in which the expertise can be communicated. Senior professionals are able to apply to be an expert, again using the links that I will provide. The second program that is within the work of the Working Group for Personal Support is the Mentoring Program. Mentoring is defined as a voluntary process in which an experienced individual helps another person develop his or her goals and skills through a series of time-limited, confidential, one-to-one conversations and other learning activities. Therefore, mentoring is more broadly based and is likely to take longer than contacting an expert on a specific topic. The experienced individual in a mentoring relationship is known as the mentor, and the individual seeking support is known as the associate or mentee. The IFCC mentoring program is intended to support associates who are in the final stages of their training as laboratory medicine specialists or who are newly appointed clinical laboratory directors who are seeking to improve the quality of their laboratory with the aim of laboratory accreditation. Typically, associates are based in developing countries, while mentors are experienced, including recently retired laboratory medicine specialists. Associates wishing to access the mentoring program should visit the IFCC website and complete a short registration form, which is submitted to the IFCC office. The Working Group for Personal Support will evaluate the application and then arrange an introduction to the most appropriate mentor. IFCC is keen to expand the number of mentors on its database, including those who speak languages other than English. Therefore, the Working Group for Personal Support invites senior laboratory directors, including recently retired persons, to apply to be a mentor. This process involves completion of a short form, which is submitted to the IFCC office for consideration by the working group. So now we come to the important bit, which is further details on how to connect with these programs. Full details of the two programs are available from the IFCC website. Rather than read out a long URL that you'll all forget, I will tell you the steps that you need to take to reach the personal support pages. One, log on to the IFCC website, that's www.ifcc.org. Two, on the homepage of the IFCC website, click on Education and Management, which appears in a dark blue banner towards the top of the homepage. Three, click on EMD Working Groups on the left side panel. And then fourth and finally, click on Personal Support, which is the bottom bullet point that you'll see. The working group pages provide information and the links required to use or contribute to both the Register of Experts and the mentoring program. In addition to this broadcast on El Microscopio, there will be articles about the personal support services in the IFCC eNews, that's in English, and in Diagnóstico in Vitro in Spanish. These articles will be early in 2019. Additionally, the IFCC Young Scientist Network will promote the programs. And finally, all IFCC member societies and companies have been sent details of the two programs together with a request to publicize them through their normal channels. Further information about the personal support programs may also be obtained by email from the IFCC office by contacting Silvia Cardinali at ifcc@ifcc.org. Thanks for listening to this broadcast. I look forward to meeting some of you through the working group in the coming months.
Thank you very much, Professor Graham Bistol. It's always a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you well for the future. Goodbye.